Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy. We're getting real tight. Always fun to have you with me and fun to watch what you're doing in the chat room and other places like that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on, you know, up there. You can sign up for the email blast. That's always good to do, too. The other thing is, you know, support us, support me, support Michael Lindell as a whole. Head up to MyPillow.com. It's MyPillow.com. When you get there, you know, they've got pillows and slippers and blankets and pillows, all kinds of stuff. It isn't just a pillow. They even got kids' pillows. Find something you like? When you check out, use the promo code Joe. Just Joe. It's that easy. Promo code Joe. You'll save some bucks, and I get some brownie points. It's really that simple. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The time that you're actually here supporting me now. That's always nice as well. So the, where was I? Oh, yeah. The White House now disagrees. Well, I said, why do I do that? It's not now. It's not that Joe Biden, as he always has, disagrees with the Catholic dogma or scripture. Any way you want to put it. Psaki says the White House respectfully disagrees with Catholic bishops over using aborted babies for research. Because it appeals to science. Right? Yeah, no. They respectfully disagree with God when it comes to the remains of a human baby. When does it go from baby to us? How many of us can they afford to keep burying in the ground? Psaki said at the White House press conference that she respectfully disagrees with the Catholic Church regarding the use of aborted babies for medical research. Owen Jensen, a EWTN reporter, asked Psaki to clarify the White House's response to the recent rebuke from the U.S. Conference of Catholics. Or Catholic bishops, I should say. Now, his decision to reverse former President Donald Trump's ban on using aborted babies for taxpayer-funded research is just not right. They're not all into it. They're not all okay with it. You know what's really funny is when the left decides that something is too religious. You know, there's been after-school meal programs. We've done the stories half a dozen times. After-school meal programs where the government gives you X amount per child for having that child there after school, feeding them, and making sure they get the homework help that they need. Now, for years, only public schools were allowed to participate. But then under Donald Trump, attorneys finally stepped up and decided it's time. Since Catholic schools are bearing the brunt of the money anyhow, the community bears the brunt of that money. They've got a lot of those kids there after school. They've got a lot of those kids with them. They're feeding them. They're taking care of them. They're keeping them safe. Public schools didn't have the bandwidth to do it. Now, if you're going to pay one group, why not pay the Catholic nuns to do it? If they're willing to. Now, you all thought I was nuts and off base with that for a while, but the Supreme Court agreed with me, or I with them. They said you can't discriminate because religious, that kind of, they're not teaching it, they're not pushing it. They're not proselytizing. They're simply allowing those kids out on their playgrounds at their schools, right? They allowed those kids to you know, use some of the resources for them to be taught, get tutored, and they provided food for them. And the left is like, the hardcore left, especially soulless, godless people. They don't want anything to do. You mention the word God, they go into convulsions. So when Psaki said the White House respectfully disagrees, we should be able to use aborted human beings, parts and pieces, for anything we want to. Especially when it comes to curing the disease, and that's what this hopefully will do. Right. That make you feel better, make you sleep better at night. So stopping the heartbeat of one is okay because you might be able to fix another. No guarantee though. It just never stops. And more of the hypocrisy that we were talking about earlier. You guys remember the Duggars? Yeah, they were from 19 to 20 to 21 to 22 kids and counting, right? He got arrested, and he's been arrested on federal charges. The federal marshal showed up to arrest him, take some of his information. All over the news, all over the place. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, where's Hunter Biden? Where's the news about what he's done? Where's the news about what was actually truly found on his laptop? Where is all of that? And we know why. We know the reason. We know the answer to that question. But I don't know about the rest of you. It's getting pretty old for me. You know, what happened to no one's above the law? I already know they really don't mean it. So don't tell me that. No one is above the law except for the Bidens. Even before he was president, they were above the law. Come on, let's be honest about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But truly, double standard. This kid, I don't know what he did. Probably something really wrong if the marshal showed up at borderline really bad. But if that's the case, again, how about Hunter Biden? Why hasn't he been brought up in charges? Why isn't he being investigated to that level? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You are listening to the Real Side of the Show live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room and texting. Get involved. Get engaged. Head up there. You know, whatever. You know, make a difference. The, what I usually do the last hour is I am all over the place with information. It's coming at us so fast anyhow. The Duggars, you know, I touched on that in the last segment. It's so funny how the different standards that the Dems have for, you know, different people. If you're a conservative and a Christian, or any of these things, conservative, Christian, whatever, You don't have any rights. You really think about it. You have absolutely no rights. Whatever they decide is okay is okay. You're talking about just going into Giuliani's house yesterday. There was no need for that. He was willing to bring them everything they wanted. They didn't have to raid the house. He's on record with his attorney saying, look, tell me what you want. What equipment you want. I'll give it to you. I got nothing to hide. They're right in his house, and really, what I really think is hilarious is how they just simply wouldn't take anything they had to do that could somehow incriminate Hunter Biden. Right? That was great. And so Josh has been charged, but they don't give you the exact specifics. But he was arrested in Arkansas, and there are federal charges pending against him. You look at Hunter Biden with everything he had going on, and I mean, truly, nothing, right? I mean, why not? He's done so much more. And yet, because he's a Biden, and that's not even it. Let's start off with because he's a Democrat. Because he's the son of a powerful Democrat. He gets to walk away. Nothing will happen to him. Because of who he is. Not because he's innocent, but because of who he is. DM. The good stuff never stops, I gotta tell you. I think her name is Ghislaine Maxwell. We haven't heard from her for a while. She's standing trial on charges stemming from that Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking scandal. This ought to be good because now Bill Barr's not around. I don't know who's protecting her and not protecting her. He posted the first picture of her with that looked like somebody beat the crap out of her. She's got a big black eye. I'm surprised she's not dead. Maxwell, who's almost 60, is standing trial in New York City. I don't know exactly what the charges are yet. A three-judge panel previously rejected several bail requests by Maxwell's lawyers, who argued that she's being deprived of sleep while incarcerated due to wellness checks by correctional officers. In a filing that happened this Thursday, Maxwell's attorney, Bobby Stahing, said the defendant noticed a black eye last night and was then confronted by Metropolitan Detention Center officers who demanded to know how she got it. Maxwell claims she doesn't know how she got it. The attorney stated that in court filing that Maxwell has grown increasingly reluctant to report information to the guards for fear of retaliation. Or she'd be given punitive chores. Steinem has asked the court to direct the MDC to stop the wellness checks, which occur every 15 minutes to ensure that Maxwell is still breathing. I don't, why don't they put some kind of bracelet, wristlet, something on her so you know her heart's still beating? He speculated that the bruise may be related to these checks, claiming that Maxwell needs to shield her eyes from the flashlights during the checks. What? Shielding her eyes gave her a black eye? That's classic. My 16-year-old couldn't come up with one that good. Steinem noted that Maxwell is classified as an inmate with no significant mental health care. So she's been locked up since last year. See, I would have started spewing everything. I would have brought in reporters from different groups. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have made it hard and impossible for them not to publish something somewhere. And just leave me to do what I want. You know, I mean, instead of just leaving me there to rot. Anyway, you know, Ted Cruz has got a great idea, but I don't know if you saw this, if you guys saw this. Right? He's looking at many of these corporations that have decided to become, what do you call it, woke. Like I said, it's a great idea. He said that he's no longer accepting money from corporate PACs. Not a penny, he said. not another cent is going to come from the corporate PACs because they're going to be the woke enemy of the people. I don't want their money. I don't want to be part of that enemy, you know, gang. And he said, don't even bother calling me. The Texas senator explained that he has received $2.6 million from corporate PACs over the last 9 years in Congress. And they're probably giving the Democrats a heck of a lot more money than that. Right? He said that all of us are growing increasingly concerned about the wokeness of corporate America. What are we doing about it? He's right. I keep saying the same thing. How many of you, you know, I can't give you the person's name, but somebody who's a very staunch conservative, if you would. And I was talking to that person that were going through a drive-thru. And I heard them order a Coke. And I was like, hey, really? I mean, maybe I'm the only idiot in the room. But there are things that Tammy and I have given up because of the stance of the CEO or the companies. I don't know, when was the last time we stepped foot to Starbucks? Although I never really was a fan of Starbucks to speak of. Definitely wouldn't no Coke. We haven't had soda in years. I don't do Hulu anymore. I give you a whole bunch of stuff to work with or deal with. So, you're seeing more and more CEOs are getting in bed with the radical left, right, becoming the woke and forces. See, I think he's got a good plan here. What he says is, look, if the conservatives back away from these guys, totally back away from them, don't accept any money, don't take any support from them at all, then they're going to be left in the wiles of the Democrats. They're going to have to do anything because they're going to need the Democrats in order to get their bills passed, you know, make sure everything's good. So this ought to be fun to watch because they're not going to be able to go to the Republicans for help, and the Democrats will have total control just like they have here in California. Joe McTeague, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made a special trip to see an old friend in Georgia. The Bidens made a stop to see former President Jimmy Carter and his wife before heading to a drive-in rally in Duluth. He thanked Democrats for voting for him, as well as the two Georgia Democrats in the Senate.
and November, and then again in January, your vote changed the world.
He spoke of his plan for jobs and families. He also acknowledged protesters who were asking for private prisons to be closed.
I agree with you. I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days.
The president signed an executive order in January saying private prison contracts won't be renewed. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit with Biden next month. The White House says the talks will highlight the ironclad alliance between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. I'm back. I'm with you. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I keep saying, as I keep pushing on you. All right. I was talking about Ted Cruz's war on corporate welfare. And all these big companies, big corporations, that you know, that get involved with the politicians. But there's times when they need more than just the federal politicians. And Ted is suggesting that Republicans take no more money from companies like Coca-Cola and such. They don't get a whole bunch from them anyhow. What's really funny, it shows you that some of these people are really mentally deficient. Is these corporations like Coca-Cola or what have you? Who puts the most amount of regulations on them? Who's looking to tax them more? I mean, look at all of this. It's the Democrats. The Democrats are going after them. Putting more EPA-type regulations on them, putting more, you know, just all kinds of things that not just take away from the profits, but take away from them being able to do business. Maybe hire more people. It's always amazing to watch this. And yet, those are the same people. The people abusing them are the ones that they're willing to get the friendliest with, they're willing to help out the most. They're almost paying them to beat them. I don't know if you know this, but it was pointed out in the article, one of the things was Coca-Cola owes over $12 billion in back taxes. Why aren't they paying? They got money. You know, they're giving money to pretty much everybody on the Dem side. Maybe they need to hold some of that back and pay the taxes, or they're hoping to be allowed to walk. $12 billion is a lot of money. So it's time to stop giving them loopholes and handouts and all kinds of other stuff. It shouldn't be happening. At least that's my take on it. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are hanging out with me and how involved you are in some of these conversations. The what's going on right now with Joe Biden, I know, you know, Franklin Grant came up and said today that we are not that we're headed towards, we are pretty much in it. And they're trying to figure out how to truly roll it out, which is socialism. And when it comes to socialism, I mean, think about this. Think about all the things you will no longer allowed to be, you will no longer be able to do. You young people that are going to college, you think that socialism is so great and college will be paid for and all that fun stuff? Yeah, it will be. But you'll be going to college for what they tell you you're going to go to college for, not for what you want to. And it's not part of the fun, so to speak. No, really. Under socialism, as much as you think it's great because it helps people out, it pays people, gives them a job. I mean, you can be an elevator, you know, they'll find a job for you. It may not be what you're good at. It may not be what you feel you were called to do. But they'll find a job for you. No problem there. You know, you might become an elevator operator because that's all they think you're good at. And you'll get your $15 an hour. And you'll live in your government-provided apartment building. Maybe with another family. Maybe not. Maybe one bathroom between the two of you on that floor, the five of you on that floor, whatever it is. Really? Giuliani just came out and said that the raid evidence will prove that he's innocent. Now, you know, Rudy, I'm sorry. Don't agree with you. They'll make it prove that you're guilty of something. I think that's kind of fun. Back to socialist, though. And I agree with Bill. If we don't, we are going to have a physical. A physical rising, if you would, against what the Democrats are trying to do. Do you realize, hitting in that bill yesterday, they called it a right to unionize, which is a line of bunk, because really, you will always have the right to unionize. You have a right to unionize at any company, you know, for all intents and purposes. But frankly, they haven't been able, like you just saw it happened at Amazon, where the employees voted it down. If the unions get what they want, it's not going to be voting it down by any stretch. It's going to be all about, it'll almost be automatic. If a small group of people push for it and ask for it, it'll go through. It's not America. It's not the way America operates. Not the way America should operate, anyhow. And then while Biden was giving his speech today, or trying to sell his $4 trillion deep pocket bailout to friends and family, the protesters were disrupting his speech. Now, the thing about it was that they're calling for an end of detention centers, private detention centers, actually. And for what reason, they don't really give a reason. They say that the judges, there's deals made, you know, think about this, that there are deals made with judges to send them to those particular prisons because they make more money per inmate. And it always scares me when the government's going to take over something, because, man, seriously, look around you. Look at the bridges, look at the roadways, look at the government buildings. Just amazing. So they were shouting for him to end detention now. And Joey V steps up and says, you know, I agree with you. I'm working on it. Give me about 5 more days. Notice that he's no longer saying, Congress has got to get on this and fix it. We're now into a dictatorship, really. No, come on, think it through. Everything he's doing by executive order. And what if he doesn't get done by executive order? He's got Pelosi and team on his side doing whatever, shoving through whatever he wants to shove through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Folks, y'all know what they're talking about. There should be no private prisons, period. None, period. That's what they're talking about. Private detention centers. They should not exist. We're working to close them all, I promise you. California, pushing to shut down charter schools. Why? They're the only ones that flourish during the lockdown. Kids do better in them. Oh, you know what it is? They're not union. If they would agree to go union, they'd be fine. But they're not union. And again, why is the state even involved? Let the local school district decide whether they want a charter school or not. For those of you who don't know, you know, a charter school is a school that's been chartered by the local school district. Well, what for? You already have schools. Yeah, but the local school district can't really do as much as a charter school because the charter school has some more relaxed rules, if you would. Charter schools are great to use for, you know, career tech ed programs because they don't have the same restrictions with them. And there's plenty of empty schools where you could help out a charter school and give them some room and space. But California wants nothing to do with any of that. You're either a union teacher at a public school, and technically a charter school, for all intents and purposes, is public. It's public funded. It's specific. It's they're looking, doing only, I'm not going to say one thing. But they really work. They focus on the kids that have a problem being in school, have other stuff going on. This big school districts can't do that. They don't have the bandwidth, the wherewithal, the understanding on how to make it happen. Right? Just that simple. Deal with that on the other side, too. So, Billy... got it mixed up with the other guy now. Joey B. is against private detention centers. Again, the other thing with that is that they're not union. So, the charter schools aren't union. They're not union. The union has seen a major league drop in memberships. So I guess they don't want any competition with these people either. Or they don't want capitalism to flourish. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. During the break, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Take the poll. Don't just take the poll. You can sign up for stuff there. You can read the postings. Get involved. Get engaged. But get informed first. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I get more and more concerned when I write here Joe B. speak. Whenever he's at the podium or giving a quick thank you or saying hello to somebody. So what he spent, there was a clip of him spending almost a minute, 30, 40, 50 seconds looking for a mask that he didn't need to have. Didn't need to have it on. And he had a drive-in rally. That was good. I don't know what he's afraid of. I can't wait until Trump starts giving the rallies in the MAGA-friendly states where he can fill up the stadiums and nobody's going to get in his case. But again, when you look at, we were talking about these paid prisons. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as somebody's watching over them and supervising them, they do a better job, they do it cheaper. Right? They've got standards to live by. Now, some judges have been caught making deals with some of these places, so put them all in jail. And put them in the same jails. Put them in the same jails that they were, sending people to. That would be fun. Now, Biden began to thank the voters of Georgia more. Shouts started from the groups. the protesters. You know what he's thanking them for? Putting in all those socialists. That's what he's thanking them for. You know, the two senators and himself. Although they really didn't do it, but we know how it got accomplished. One was shouting abolish ICE. They're not on the same page. When they say that they want the prisons closed, it isn't because they're private prisons. It isn't because they're being paid too much or not enough, and the prisons are out of control. They don't need, these are the same people that don't want a police department. Right? Abolish ICE. They don't know what ICE is all about. They have no clue. Now, was he saying, when he stepped back and said, I agree with you, was he talking about abolishing ICE? And he started yelling back over, I already went through this, that folks, you all know what they're talking about. There should be no private prisons. That's not what they were talking about. Maybe he had a lucid moment, he caught that, and he's trying to push it in a different direction, I don't know. Not my headache, though. That's his. Part of Biden's speech included commenting on the proposals and alluding to paying for them with his tax hikes. I'm so tired. If you want truly, Mr. President, if you're truly serious about the tax hikes, collecting taxes, the rich paying more taxes, then you need to get on the horn with Coke and find out why they haven't paid the $12 billion they owe. Oh, there's your buddy, Mr. Sharpton, who says it's an IRS mistake, and he's been getting away with owing them $4 million for decades. It's crazy. You know, when Trump, and you know what, I do hope he runs in 2024, and I hope he gets in, and I hope the first order he gives is to go out and arrest and enforce the laws that we have. When you owe $4 million for 15 years and you can't seem to come up with a settlement, I would say throw his butt in jail, start grabbing his stuff, and go for it. I'm not kidding. I would be searching for people now that will be Trump-friendly later on. When I say Trump-friendly, I mean truly carrying out the laws of the land. Civil Liberties Union National Political Director Ron Newman, he wrote a letter to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, urging him to shut down 39 of the 200 ICE detention facilities. He said ICE is currently paying to maintain thousands of empty beds. Why? Why don't we have, if we have empty beds and there's thousands of them, why can't we put our vets in them? American families who really need a place to stay, why can't we do that? Just asking. I mean, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on these places just to keep them open. As a matter of good governance, and particularly in light of the historically low number of people in ICE detention, really? They went on to say it's time for ICE to dramatically downscale its network. So we downscale now. Something goes sideways. We have to ramp up. Can we pay for it again? That's what they do with this stuff. What are they going to do, throw it out? I'm just curious. It just never ceases to amaze me that their lack of ability to see things forward. The lack of ability to set things up for later on. It's all about the moment. Representative Ashley Hinson said that Biden was opening a spending spigot, if you would. He said the massive spending programs put forward by Biden's administration, it's almost like they've spun it open and broken the top off it. I kind of agree with them. It's the way it appears to be. The American taxpayers are on the hook for spending, for the spending spigot. And he's right. You know, look at, they're talking about it ultimately costing what families to the tune of $600,000. You know, obviously nobody's got that kind of money, but over 50 years, 60 years, whatever. So really funny was, I remember back in, anybody else remember back in the 70s? Whether it was school, or I know some of you 70s were a blur, I get it. Before you send me the joke. But I remember back in the 70s, there were certain things that schools couldn't have because there was no money. It wasn't even that there was no money in the budget. There was no money. We had a long line to the gas stations. Gas started to skyrocket at the time. By the way, here in California, because we're no longer like the number one oil supplier, I spent $4.99 for a gallon of gas. Just sitting there fuming. What do you guys care? You think guys like me should pay more money? But you're paying the same amount of money that I am. And the more taxes they add onto this, the more they make it for the people, you know, I mean, the laborers, if you would, are going to have a harder and harder time getting to work. Because these trains that are running, that are actually running in Los Angeles, buses, trains, whatever, they're like empty. Because you can't put a lot of people on them, number one. Not like you used to be. Remember, you were packed in like sardines. I am sorry. Apparently, I committed a mortal sin. Apparently, I can't use good and governance in the same sentence. You're right. I apologize. And you're talking about people, again, you know, when these taxes start to go up, the way they're going to justify it is, look, we're giving you cleaner schools, we're giving you better schools, you're getting more money back in this, you're allowed, I mean, they're going to go down a whole list of stuff that nobody really cares about anyhow. We already have money coming in for cleaner, safer schools. We don't need to jack up taxes for people for it. People need to start watching it. Look at some of these cities that paid the criminals who were committing a crime big bucks before it even went to, before it went to trial. It doesn't make any sense. Let's wait and find out what went down. If your son or daughter wasn't robbing the store, then maybe they would have got shot, so the police department shouldn't be on the hook. But, you know, I didn't mention any names. Police department shouldn't be on the hook for $25 million. Really got to go through and look at this. Really got to go through. You know, when they talk about reimagining police, we'll say, I'm just reading off of a boatload of things that Joey B's been bouncing around about. Yeah, okay, I'm good with getting them some more training. But we should reimagine more police on the streets. We should reimagine retraining the police. I mean, they should go through some heavy training, I don't know, every 4 or 5 years anyhow. Make sure they haven't picked up any bad habits. Not the end of the world. We're not looking to fire you. We're looking to help you. But 99.9% of the time, I'm always going to stick up for the cop. I'm always going to stick up for the guy in blue. Show me otherwise. A guy that's willing to get dressed every day. A guy that's willing to go out there and throw his body in front of a bullet for me, to protect me. To show up in a bad neighborhood, maybe where I should have been, to protect me. To enter into a pretty crazy situation for somebody he doesn't know. Look at the cops that ran into the Twin Towers. Ran into that building to save lives of people they didn't even know. Right? That, what you should be looking for, when they start going through the military and police departments, because, you know, they've weaponized the DOJ, this is the direction they're going in. When they start going through the military and the police departments, the questions they should ask, the way it should come down, is they should throw out all those people who wouldn't selfishly jump in front of a bullet for a stranger. If they're not looking for some kind of different career to build up to, if you would. 855, real Joey, 557325563. There's just so much stuff going on out there. That you can really, truly sink your teeth into. And before we go, one last thing. Kind of funny. I think it's kind of funny anyhow. The U.S. now vows to ban and go after menthol-flavored cigarettes. Because they're the worst. God. Have they smelled some of this other stuff? Joe Bettini, your host, this is The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow with me. Have a great rest of the day, like I said.